Begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Ram Hilchos Nedarim, the laws of vows in the Sefer Hafla, which now the Ram continues regarding specifics of these halachas. That of in this Perek discussing when someone takes a vow in relation to someone else and how that relates to different mixtures, exchanges, and different outgrowths of those entities. As the Ram begins halacha aleph regarding if someone is madar la'achar, as the Ram explains, Reuven shamal l'Shimon. Reuven tells to Shimon, Harenia lecha cherim, my properties are on you, like the cherim of bedek habayis, which is like that of hektish, which is forbidden to have benefit from it. Oy hare ata osaban yasi, or more direct, he says, you're forbidden to have benefit from me. Nesrol Shimon, shihana beruven, so it becomes forbidden on Shimon to have benefit from Reuven, because a person can make his properties forbidden on someone else. V'mava v'nana, now if Shimon goes ahead and has benefit from Reuven, ain't it like it didn't get lashes, because Shimon didn't say anything, so he's not violating Vayachal Devar, which would give him a set of lashes. Now, moreover, Muta L'Reuven L'Hanis B'Shimon, it's permitted for Reuven to have benefit from Shimon. Shari L'Asr Atzman Ban Yasa, he didn't make him forbidden on Shimon, he only made Shimon forbidden on himself. And the Chiddush in that is that we don't say that, no, Reuven's intent was to separate himself from Shimon, and not to give benefit from him, and not to take benefit from him. We say no, he only made him forbidden to have benefit from him, but Reuven could have benefit from Shimon. Halacha Beis. Amar l'Shimon, let's say tell Shimon, Hare ata alai cherim, you are on me cherim, ahareini asa ban yascha. Now the other way around, Reuven is making himself forbidden to have benefit from Shimon. So Hare Nesa Reuven Milhaven Mahanas v'Shimon. So in this case, Reuven's forbidden to have benefit from Shimon. Now in this case, in contradistinction to the first Nahalacha, Vimnena here, if he does have benefit, like he gets lashes. Shrechil Devar, because here he's desecrating his words. That's the Baal Yachal Devar that the Torah tells, which are a lot in the Torah, which you get lashes for. And here it was his own words that he's desecrating, in contrast to the first halacha. Yet Vashimon Mutaban is Reuven, but again, like in the first case, here Shimon would be permitted to have benefit from Reuven, because only Reuven saying he won't benefit from Shimon, not Shimon from Reuven. Amalia, let's say he tells him, Harenya lecha cherim va'ato alai. Let's say he says, I'm like a cherim on you and your cherim on me. I'm forbidden your benefit, you're forbidden to have benefit from me. Then Shnei Masrum is Zebazeb, and they're both forbidden to have benefit one from the other. V'chein koyetz bezeb, and all cases that are similar to that. Halacha Gimel. Reuven shamal l'Shimon. If Reuven tells to Shimon, Hare peiris plain yasurin alecha. He says, that person, someone else's produce, is forbidden on you. Oy hare ata osabanos plain, or a different version, you're forbidden in having benefit from that person. Sayin zekum, that's nothing. Shein odmo isach avei b'dabba shen shalei. A person cannot make his friend forbidden in something that's not his own. Elim kin on the Shimon amen. Only Shimon would answer amen on that vow. Kamesh b'an, like we explained in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, but that's saying amen is an acceptance of the vow, then it's like he took it himself, which then, yes, a person can make other people's things forbidden on himself. Halacha Dalt. If someone says to his friend, Ki kari zu asur alecha, this loaf that's mine is forbidden on you. So, even if he subsequently gives it to him as a gift, harezu asur alav, this loaf of bread is still forbidden on him. And we don't say that, no, his intention was only to say that he's making it forbidden that he's going to eat with him when it's still his, but not when he gives it to him as a gift, where once he gives it as a gift, it's not his anymore. No, once he said that my loaf is forbidden on you, he made it like hektish, and therefore it remains forbidden. Meis v'nafali birusha. Now, let's say he dies, and now that other person is related to him and inherits it from him. Or someone, he gives it to someone else, and that other person gifts it to that other person. Harizim says, then it is permitted. Shloi omolo ele kikari, because he only said my loaf. Now that he's dead, now that it's with someone else's, it's not his, and therefore it's going to be permitted for someone else to give it to him. Now, however, let's say he tells him, Peiris elu asur nalechem. He says, these fruits, they're forbidden on you. It doesn't say like in the first halacha, my fruits, my loaf. It just says, these fruits. So even if he subsequently sells it to someone else, or if he dies in the flacha and it falls in the erusha to someone else, it's still forbidden to that person. And the reason is, because someone that makes something that's his forbidden on someone else, even though it leaves his domain, it still retains the prohibition that he had put on it when it was in his domain. Unless he says in the previous halacha, my properties, or my house, or my produce, and things like that, because then he only made it forbidden as long as it's his house, his fruits, in his domain. And once it leaves that, then it's permitted. But here we didn't say that, it's just peres elu, then it can be forbidden even after that point. Now, Loch Avav, the Ram continues regarding if someone makes a vow forbidding benefit on that other person, which is his son. Someone says to his son, you've forbidden to have benefit for me. Or similarly, he takes an oath that he's not going to have a pleasure from him. If the father dies, the son will inherit him, because inheritance comes by itself, and it's not like as if the father is giving it to him. Where it's like he's telling him, that means say when the son does inherit it, it's like he's saying my properties are forbidden on you, and therefore it's only like nechasai, which is only like we said as long as he's alive. So when he's saying you've forbidden to have benefit for me, that's again limited to when he's alive, and therefore when he dies the son's going to inherit him. But let's say also love hani also oferish. Let's say he says he's forbidden to have benefit from him, and he specifies bein b'chayi bein b'maisi, whether I'm alive, whether I'm dead. Oh, then a mason, if he dies, lo yirshan, he's not going to inherit him. That's like, and again, we're drawing the parallel of the previous halachas. We're here in Yerusha, you have both, depending on the case. Here it's like he said to him, the chasim ilosrin halacha, these properties are forbidden on you, which he can make it forbidden even after he leaves his domain. So again, depends if he doesn't specify, then it's like as if he says nechasai, which only is forbidden as long as he's alive. But if he says bein b'maisi, then it's like the case when he just says nechasim elu, which can be forbidden after that he's dead. Halacha zayin, once we're talking about regarding the son, let's say he makes his son forbidden to have benefit from him, and again he says whether he's alive, whether when he's dead. But Vame says, but if my son's son, this son, if his son is a tamachacham, yikne benizeh nochasai, which that's the chiddush in the Rambam, says this son of mine will acquire my estate, but not for himself, because he's saying it's forbidden from him, kedei laknoisim lebenoi, to acquire it to his son. And the chiddush in that is because if his grandson is not a Talmud Chacham, he actually wants to give his estate to the other son that he has, and therefore there's nothing going to be left for the grandson. But in this case, if the son's going to be Talmud Chacham, then he wants his son to get it, to give it to his son. I raise him up, then it's permitted. And yes, the son himself will be in his father's estate. But a ben ben mutabahem, but the grandson will be permitted, then mir Talmud Chacham, if he's going to be Talmud scholar, like he has stipulated. Halacha ches. Now, Zeha ben ha'asab Yerushas Aviv, this son that we said is forbidden in the inheritance of his father, imnasin Yerushas Aviv la'achav le'vanu, but if he gives his what he inherits from his father's estate, which is forbidden to have benefit, to his brothers or to his sons, harizamuta, that's going to be permitted because ultimately the properties are his, it's just forbidden to have for him to have benefit. So, as we're going to explain, if he does in a way that he's quote-unquote not having benefit, well then he's allowed to use it. So if he pays up a debt with it, a big superstition, he pays up the dowry that he, of, let's say, a woman that he divorced. He's allowed to use those monies, but Tzarech Ledim has to notify them, She'elu nichsei avi shasur malai. These are the properties of my father that made it forbidden on me, and therefore he's not going to get what's called teves, and he's not going to get any gratitude even by giving these things, because he has to give it, and as we're going to explain shortly, that giving is not considered anna. In addition, he's not even going to get the gratitude of giving it, because he's saying it's not really me, it's I'm just using it because I have nothing else to use it for. And shanishbush lo yohonu b'chaveir, because someone that swears that his friend will not have benefit from it, that recipient that's not allowed to benefit, mutu lo lefroyes chayv, he's allowed to use the paper's debts, kamishis bar, like we're going to explain later on in the next parak on halacha dal, which, as the Rambam explains, ultimately, the recipient's not really getting any benefit. All he's doing is removing an outstanding debt on himself. And therefore, since the father himself could have paid up the debt, and because it's only called mavrich ari, and it's not considered giving anything to recipient, therefore he's allowed to go ahead and use those funds in that way, and it's not a violation of the neder. Halacha Tes, the Rambam continues regarding different offshoots of this prohibition of the neder as it applies to taravis, regarding mixtures. Mishenesor lav min mimini meichel, someone that was forbidden on him one of the types of different types of foods, whether it's a vow, whether an oath, then this bashav and minachem, now it was cooked with other types of foods, or got mixed in with them. So he's permitted in those other permitted species. Although it has now that are cooked together, the taste of the forbidden item, the thing that had the neder on it, because he only made himself forbidden on that species as it is in its whole state, and not through a mixture. Now, v'mnesa b'peiris elu. Now, Let's say, however, he became forbidden in these produce, where he said that peiros elu asurin alai, the nesarav b'chem, they got mixed with other things, im yesh behen tam davar ather, then if it does have a taste of the forbidden item, asurin then it can be forbidden from lav, but if not, then they're going to be permitted, which is like anything that's asur that gets mixed with permitted things. If it has the taste, it's forbidden. If it doesn't have the taste, then it's going to be permitted. As Rambam continues, halacha yirin, he explains, ketzer, how so? Nesa b'basa b'yayin, if he became forbidden with a nether, with meat or wine, there's a mutal lechel merak. He's allowed to eat the gravy, the rakis, and the vegetables, and the spashlam b'basa b'yayin, that got cooked with the meat and with the wine. Af yishish b'm tam b'basa tam b'yayin, even though it has the taste of the meat or the taste of the wine, because like we explained, for the first halacha, they know also lebachilas basa b'fnei asma, because he only made forbidden on himself the eating of meat as it is, or lishas yam b'fnei asma, or wine as it is. It wasn't these meats or these wines, it was meat and wine. So meat and wine is forbidden, but something that has the taste of meat and wine, that was never forbidden. Now, halacha yudalf. But let's say, as we said, the second halacha was nesu b'basa zel b'yayin zel. It says this meat or this wine is forbidden, which now that becomes a chaticha disu, this becomes a forbidden item. And then it was cooked with vegetables. So then we said, if the vegetable had a taste of meat or taste of wine, then that's when they're forbidden. But if not, then we term then like is an old isurim, but it doesn't have the taste, then it's going to be permitted. As we explained, shazeha basa b'zeha yam, because this meat and this wine, nasa kumay b'sa nevelos, become like the meat of a nevelo, shkotzim, and of unkosher of bugs, and things like that, where became the actual chaticha di isura, because he said this meat, making this a forbidden item, and therefore it's going to give a prohibition as long as it gives a taste. But again, when it doesn't say zeh, he only made the idea of meat and wine, well, that would only be the thing as itself, not the taste. Mechin creates with anything like this too, again, where it's a chaticha di isura, is going to make the taste forbidden. Now, lefikach, therefore, since he's making like an actual prohibited item, which the taste makes it forbidden with a mixture too, or even if someone says, bus is a asa, like this meat is forbidden on me, hariza asa bai, so he's not allowed to have the meat, ubamarak shabai, and with the gravy, ubatavan shabai, and the spices, because again, they all have the taste of that forbidden meat. Halach yod, nisor b'yayin zeh, shasori al asma b'yayin achel, let's say this wine that he made forbidden on himself, which it was this wine, they got mixed with other wines. So I fill tipa b'chav, even one drop into a whole barrel of kosher wine, nesar kol, it all becomes forbidden. Why? Nishayesh le lishol al nidra, because he could go ahead and ask and permit and undo his vow, which you're allowed to do in any nether. So nasa kedav v'shesh matir, this in halacha of taruv, is what's called something that has permitters. You don't have to use bittel, you don't have to use nullification to permit the isser, because you can make it all permitted by undoing the isser, which in this case is to be shayla on the nether. Oh, such halacha she'ina bata b'minas, and the halacha is rabbinically that there's no nullification when it's mixed in with the same species. K'mishban l'hichas machas surz, like explained in l'hichas machas surz in the 15 perek halacha yud, and therefore even one drop in a huge barrel is not going to be bottle, because it's davar shesh matirin, because you can be shayla on the nether, and therefore it's going to be asur. Halacha yud gimel Rambam continues regarding exchanges of the prohibited item and different outgrowths. So ho'ima, let's say someone says peiros ha'elu carbon alai. These fruits are like forbidden on me, like a carbon. Or carbon him lefi, or they're like a carbon to my mouth. So although that sounds like that it's like for eating and not for other benefits, oi carbon him al pi, or they're like a carbon on my mouth. But hareza asa bichlufeim, so he's forbidden on their exchanges. If let's say he barters this for something else or some monies, even that's going to be forbidden. With yuleim and their growth. So let's say he takes them and he plants them. So that's also going to be asr. And the reason for that is because since he specified these fruits, so he made it into like a hektish item, which the exchanges and the growths are also forbidden. And we don't have to say regarding the liquids that come out of these fruits, because it's coming from the fruit itself, that's definitely more intense than just the exchange or the growth, which are not from the actual thing itself, that they're all going to be asr. Halach yudal, nodor inish, but let's say he took a vow or he swore, she'ini oichel oisem, I'm not going to eat them, or she'ini toimism, I'm not going to taste them. So, if it's something that the seed totally disintegrates when you plant it, for example, chitrus, oiru, weed, and barley. So, so here he's going to be permitted in their exchanges and in their growths, because here he only made it forbidden in these peiros. Now, the exchange and the growths doesn't have a taste of these peiros that he made forbidden himself, so it's going to be permitted. Now, now, let's say it's something that the seed does not disintegrate when you plant it. Rather, what happens is actually that the seed actually increases on the ground. For example, betzalim b'shumen, onions and garlic. Then afilu giduli gidul nasrin. Then even the growth of the growth. You take the growth and you make another growth from that. Is it going to be forbidden? And it says the Rama, benkach benkach. And whether if the seed disintegrates or not, mashkana yitzmim safik, the liquid that comes out of it is at least a doubt if it's forbidden or not, because it's possible that he only intended to make the fruit itself, the taste on himself, forbidden, not the liquids that come out, because they're only like gathered inside, but not part of the pre itself. On the other hand, maybe it is the pre, and so sabik derais is l'chumra. But since only done, l'fikachim shasmem, if he does drink from them, ain't like he's not going to get lashes, because we do not give lashes regarding that of a safik. So again, this was regarding, because we said in these cases, was I'm not going to eat them, I'm not going to taste from them, so it has to be from the thing itself. And here, again, if it's something that's not the thing itself, because it's an exchange, or if it's a growth that's not from the thing itself, because it disintegrates, then it's going to be permitted. So if someone says to his wife, my siyadayich alai carbon, your handiwork, whatever you make, is forbidden on me like a carbon. Or carbon him lefi, or they're carbon to my mouth. Or carbon him alpi, or they're carbon on my mouth. So also, b'chilufeim, b'gidileim, so it's forbidden in the exchanges, and regarding their growths. Now, that's like we said in the first halacha. But let's say, I'm not going to taste. I'm not going to eat. So that's regarding referring to this thing itself. So if the handiwork that you made was something that the seed disintegrates, so when you exchange it, when you plant it and there's growth, so then you permit it because it's not the original item. But if something that the seed does not disintegrate, I feel like then even the growths are going to be forbidden. Now, says Rambam, but why? Why don't you say that the primary root that is the forbidden thing should be nullified, at least in the majority of the new growths, which are more than the original seed, which that usually with the laws of Bittul should nullify it? So it says Rambam, Shariyim, Dovah Shesh L'Metirin. Again, they said the idea because this is something that can be permitted by having a Shelas Chacham, as we said in Alochid Beis, Shein HaBatalbar, where there's no nullification, even in the majority. Like we explained over there in that halacha. Halacha Dazayin, Oisa Pei Reis HaBachaber, someone makes his produce forbidden on his friend, Bein Beneda, Bein Meshur, whether with an oath or a vow, Harikid Duleim, Bechilufeim, Safik. Here the growths and the exchanges are actually a Safik. And the reason for the Safik is because since the growths and the exchanges didn't come yet at the time that he took the nether, it's possible a person cannot make something forbidden on his friend that has not yet come into the world yet, because it only is his own peers that he can make forbidden, but something that's not here, he can't. It's only when he's making someone else's things forbidden on himself. Then we say it could be even chilufein v'gidulein, because a person could be eiser someone else's things or something that's not here on himself. So therefore it could be even debesh lebel oilam. But maybe someone else to do it on that other person, maybe not, or maybe yes. So it's a suffix. Lafikach, therefore, chaveir also begiduli peris elubach lefeim. So his friend is initially forbidden in the outgrowths and in the exchanges. But if he violated, he had benefit. Nana, he had benefit, and again, he's not going to get lashes because he won't get lashes regarding a suffix.